This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And come on, feels different, doesn't it, with the Dow above 14,000? All right, no, not really. I know that. But it is as good a point of departure as any for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and a little bit beyond this week. For that, we've got Felix Salmon from Reuters, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, and our brand spanking new studios in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
It's beautiful here.
I know. It's so big, right?
It's enormous.
Felix, what do you think of the Dow? Should we give this 15 seconds and then move on?
Yes, please, because the Dow is a completely meaningless average. It's not even an index. It's an anachronism, and the fact that anyone pays any attention to it just never ceases to astonish me.
All right, Lee, you get 15 seconds. Go.
Look, come on, but we're talking, you know, this is an apples-to-apples comparison that we've been following forever, and it just hit a big record today. I mean, you know, I think there is meaning for it. But I will say this. I mean, this is something that not everyone is partaking in. We are still living in a country that is a tale of two markets, economies, people, classes, everything.
And when you look at the Dow specifically, it's 30 big stocks. That's the only thing you're looking at.
Whatever happened to 15 seconds of moving on, Felix? Holy criminies. All right. So listen, let's actually move on to, and this is a little bit the tale of those two economies that Lee was talking about. Unemployment came out today. Economy adding jobs, 157,000 of them last month. Nice. But the unemployment rate is up to 7.9%. Felix, what's your gut on unemployment and jobs?
It's steady. It's a steady move in the right direction, but it's going to take a very, very long time before we hit that 6.5% target that the Fed has. We all wish it would be faster, and frankly, given how successful all of corporate America is, as you can see from the stock market, wouldn't it be nice if they started hiring people with some of those profits?
That was kind of underwhelming, Lee. What do you think, right?
Yes. I mean, I think there's a lot to be taken that's positive from the number today. Specifically, the number of the long-term unemployed is going down quite dramatically, and that's a very important factor. And then there's that other thing that happens where the rate ticks slightly up when the people that are looking come back in and expand. So that is not a negative. It's a positive. But look, this is our issue going forward, and this is going to be our issue for a very long time. So we've got to learn how to deal with it, and we've got to learn about the impact that's going to happen that is not a result. You know, there are structural forces happening. Yeah. The labor market's changing. You know, there are a lot of people that might not have jobs in what they were doing before for forever. They might have to do something new.
Wait, do you think we're ever going to get to 6.5%?
Well, let me actually frame the question, right? The chairman of the Fed said, 6 weeks, 2 months ago, that the Fed's going to keep on keeping interest rates low and doing what it can to help the economy until unemployment gets to 6.5%. At this rate, Felix, it's going to be like 2000 and never before that happens.
I'm not holding my breath. I think that 3 years is a reasonable expectation of when it will happen.
I'm sorry, 3 years from now?
From now.
Ugh.
And honestly, Lee has some good points. Like, you know, if we were in a European country, no one would expect to ever be able to reach 6.5%. And maybe we are turning European and we will literally never get there.
Lee?
I think we'll get to 6.5. I think there's a stronger argument to be made that 4 might be a thing of the past. And 4 was routine for a very long time.
Which it was for a long time, yeah.
Yes, for a very long time. So I do think, you know, we may be looking at a different kind of labor force.
All right. Cast your minds back farther in the week to the gross domestic product report from a couple of days ago, showing that the economy actually contracted. It shrank in the fourth quarter. Felix, does this number today kind of give lie to that contraction and just make it sort of statistical noise?
No, I think it's an important number, mostly to do with defense spending, honestly, because there's so much money being taken out of the defense industry that has a an important impact on the economy as a whole. And it's important to remember that defense isn't just a boondoggle. It really does affect the economy.
Well, I think the other lesson there is that when we're talking about fiscal tightening, you know, it has an impact immediately. I mean, this was striking and unexpected. It actually outweighed a lot of other positives, but it was one thing and one thing only.
And worth a reminder that the deficit and the sequester, Felix, await in what, like a month?
Are we going to have a new Treasury Secretary by then? At the moment, we just have an acting secretary. Yeah. It would be really nice if there was someone in charge who you know, could knock some heads together and get the Congress to do what it has to do, but I fear we're going to get yet more brinkmanship.
All right, last thing, and then we got to go. Lee, are you watching the Super Bowl this weekend for the ads or for the game?
All the ads.
Felix?
I'm not watching.
I knew you were going to say that. We were talking about it this morning, and I said, he's going to say he's not watching.
I'm English.
Felix Salmon from Reuters, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
See you.